I'm Jeff Fry, a retired IBMer and an IBM fellow, and previously the CTO of IBM's mainframe platform. And once again, it's my pleasure to host another edition of the I Am a Mainframer conversation series, sponsored by the Open Mainframe Project. As a Linux Foundation collaborative project, the Open Mainframe Project is intended to help create a mainframe-focused open-source technical community. It's also intended to serve as a focal point for the development and the use of enterprise Linux in a mainframe computing environment. So the goal of the project is to excite the Linux community around the use of the mainframe and also to foster collaboration across the mainframe community to develop and exploit shared resource tool sets, Linux tools, and services in the mainframe environment. In addition, the project seeks to involve the participation of academic institutions to help assist in creating educational programs aimed at developing the mainframe Linux engineers and developers of tomorrow. So for today's conversation, we have the pleasure of speaking with Tuan Huang. Tuan is a graduate student at Marist College in Poughkeepsie, New York, one of IBM's long-standing academic partners. Juan is also an intern for the Open Mainframe Project. His primary interest is in developing and working with Linux, which goes back to his very first days in college. In 2016, while finishing his bachelor's degree, Juan became exposed to the Linux Foundation and its internship program, specifically related to bringing Alpine Linux to the mainframe. So, Tuan, it's a pleasure having you on the broadcast today. Thanks for joining us. I've been looking forward to speaking with you.
Thank you, Jeff. It's my pleasure, too.
So, in order to get started here, tell us a little bit about yourself, your work with mainframe systems, and maybe a little bit about the internship.
So, as you said, in 2016, I started doing my internship with the Open Mainframe Project, and in that project, I worked with Alpine Linux, and to make Alpine Linux to run on the mainframe machines, and it turned out that Alpine Linux is really great project with very nice people and very advanced developers who care so much about design, simplicity, and security. And Alpine Linux is really great in the sense that it uses Master Libc and BusyBox for its base system, and it has been adopted by Docker as its base Docker image and a Linux kit. When I work with Alpine Linux, I find it really, really really simple and easy for many new developers like me. I mean, for someone who is either new to Linux or new to the mainframe. And my experience with Alpine and the mainframe is so natural, and everything went so smoothly. In early 2017, the Alpine Linux officially supported the mainframe to run on the mainframe.
Wow, very cool. So, one of the questions I think people might have for you is, you know, why the interest and why the work for Alpine on the mainframe? You know, we have a number of Linux distributions supported on the mainframe today already. Why the specific interest in Alpine?
Yes, I think the best selling point of Alpine is that it lies on its philosophical designs that to make Alpine run on RAM, you know, on memory. So it means Alpine is very lightweight. And for example, you can see the Docker image of Alpine is like 5 or 6 megabytes. Compared to 100 megabytes of Ubuntu or Debian, so in the mainframe environment where you can run 100,000 Docker images or containers images, Alpine is really, it's very well suited for that purposes, and Ampere is also distributes their distribution to be very, very simple in the way that it disables a lot of unsecure options, unlike some distribution like Debian where they enable a lot of default options that you have to disable in order to be a secure option, secure installation.
Yeah. So you know, maybe, you know, that question was meant to be a little bit provocative. You know, my perception of this when let me step back. I in my experience, there's always someone who asks me why Linux on the mainframe, you know, altogether. I mean, why would I need, you know, those frameworks on the mainframe or that Linux distro on the mainframe? And you know, it kind of goes back for me to take advantage, to run software on that platform that takes advantage of the inherent strengths of the platform. So, you know, when somebody asks me why are you putting that particular distro or that particular framework on the mainframe, the answer isn't why, you know, the question shouldn't be why are we doing it. The question should be why wouldn't we do it? You know, if this software, if this platform is popular and people are using it for any number of reasons, then why not take advantage of the most reliable, secure commercial platform in the world? So, you know, I wonder if you have have that experience as a young person, a young mainframer. Did you have to adjust your perspective on the mainframe? Did you ever feel the mainframe wasn't capable of some of this newer technology, or did you ever have that kind of perception of the mainframe that I know some people have, that, you know, it's an old archaic platform and it's not suitable for Linux?
Yeah, exactly, Jeff. I think that the mainframe is very modern, and it runs all the modern software right now, you know, particularly Linux. And I've seen some people say that, yeah, I agree that some people say that it's the old system, but actually it's not. And it's by running on the modern software and operating system, the mainframe keep itself to be on the top of the wave of technologies. So yeah, the question is why wouldn't we run it, run all the software? And because some people still say so, but I think the only misconception is because they don't have access to those systems. So as long as they don't have access, they tend to think that the mainframes are too old or not well suited for modern system. But with the advent of the Linux One Cloud community, I think they will change their mind soon, because they will have hands on with the system, and they will see that Linux on the mainframe is no different than compared to other architecture, and they will find that mainframe is really great system.
Yeah. So it's cool that you mentioned access, because I know that is, you know, I know certainly it has been an issue in the past, and I know IBM has worked to make available Linux systems in various cloud environments, et cetera. Juan, do you think IBM is doing enough in this area, or could they do more? And if so, do you have the opportunity and the access to the right IBM people to try and get more done in this area? I know that's a little bit of a leading question, but I thought I'd ask it since you brought up the access point.
Yeah. So currently I am the maintainer of the to SP90X port in the Unpilinux, and I have some access to ZVM system at Marist College through IBM and Linux Foundation sponsor. And I usually have the question from other Unpilinux developer, other core developer, that how would they get have access to the system? And usually I have to tell them to go to Linux One cloud community. And that's it for VM access. But for something like ZVM access, I think it's kind of hard for them to have that kind of access, because currently there's no other way to get, for example, ZVM access for them. They have to come to IBM IBM and ask for it. That's maybe I don't know if it's true, but maybe we should work on the ZVM access level. Probably yeah. probably something like OpenStack thing, you know. You have a management interface that you can create, create, run, stop, and delete Linux instance. So maybe in the future we can see that something like that from IBM. Something look like OpenStack, but more like ZVM, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think what you're hinting at, and I don't, you know, I've been out of IBM now for 2.5 years, so I may be a little dated in my knowledge. There's no doubt that I am, but you know, I think what you're describing is basically, you know, an infrastructure as a service offering that is kind of widely and publicly available and hosted somewhere. And you know, I don't know what the, you know, the business conditions around offering something like that would be, the terms and conditions. But it seems to me as though, you know, if people are going to have to know some specific, very, very kind of specific, tailored path to getting access to these systems, and it's not necessarily very widely publicized or advertised, then, you know, we're not doing everything we can to make sure that, you know, these systems are accessible to people. And I think your point is well taken. I think that's a key issue. Right? The other question I had for you in terms of constraints that might exist in use of the mainframe for Linux is, have you found that that there is enough software available from third parties, from the open community, from, you know, in terms of not just the Linux platform itself, but all of the frameworks and all of the runtimes and development tools, et cetera. Do you see that there's enough critical mass and available software for the mainframe?
Yeah, I think that currently at the moment, I think it's working. I mean, it's enough. Well, I say, if I say for Intel platform, I mean, it's everywhere, so people have access to it easily. So for example, a mainframe platform or ARM platform or MIPS platform, the available software is more like 80% to 90% of the Intel platform. So I think the mainframe platform is something between 85 to 95% on the Intel platform. So I think we're doing great job for on the mainframe compared to MIPS platform or ARM platform people. I mean, I've seen people from ARM platform and MIPS platform. They struggle really hard to keep up with the Intel in terms of the number of supported software and framework. So I think we are doing great. And I've talked with IBM team in Canada. I'm not really sure, but we talk usually online. So they're doing a really great job to port to make this software to available on the mainframe, and I think they are really doing a great job. Some example include like MongoDB, Go, and Golang, you know. Yeah. And a lot of other software I couldn't call right now, so but I think they do. it's 5% and 95%. I think it's a really great job when it comes to, I mean, because some software is more, some open source software are not for business purposes. So for a business platform like the mainframe, I think that's really good. 85-95%. That's really good.
Okay, yeah, but that's interesting. I mean, what, back to the access point, do you think that people who want to explore the capabilities of Linux on the mainframe will jump right into kind of an enterprise commercial set of business software, or do you think there needs to be more, less business-specific software available as well? It's a question. I mean, the question really is, what are the barriers to entry in the use of the mainframe?
Yeah, I think, yes. Well, you know, in the open source software communities, most people are not business oriented.
Yeah.
So I really don't know. Maybe they need a job that requires software, and they have to use it, they have to develop it in order to be working on the mainframe platform. Or else if they are just doing open source software for hobbies, maybe they don't need the mainframe.
I mean.
I think maybe the barrier here is that they need to get a job to working on it, you know?
Right.
Maybe
right.
That's that.
Okay. So let me ask I know we're kind of running up against our time limit here, but you mentioned ZVM before. Has most of your experience with Linux on the mainframe been hosted in a ZVM virtualized environment, or have you also been exposed to the KVM environment on the mainframe?
Yes, I have exposure to both of them. When I start doing Linux on, I start doing UnpyLinux on the mainframe. But first, I start with the KVM. I run UnPy in KVM using SUSE, and then I run into some kind of problems. I had to use the dash device, you know, or the QDIO a network interface. So I could not use KVM to run that kind of real device. I mean, not real, it's a virtual, right? But some kind of a device that KVM cannot provide. So I go to the ZVM is a natural way.
Okay. Did you find that jump or that switch was easy, or was it burdensome, or was there a steep learning curve to ZVM, or was it or not?
Oh, it was fun. It was really fun to work with both KVM and ZVM. I find it really interesting experience, and I couldn't thank IBM IBM employees that provide me with the ZVM access, and that's really really great experience.
Okay, great. Thank you. Tuan. So, I think we're about out of time, unless there's anything else that you wanted to add or anything else on your mind?
Not particularly.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, listen, thanks so much for joining the broadcast today. It was a great discussion. I really appreciate it. And I'm sure that people who listen to this broadcast will be very interested in some of your perspectives. So thank you very much.
And, thank you.
And best of luck to you in the future. So that's it for us today for this particular broadcast, and we'll see you next time. Bye now.